time now for the Sunday News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. The Fairfield area weather calling for sunny skies today, a high close to 50, mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-30s. I'm Darren Cottle reporting. Fire caused heavy damage to a home at 506 West Summit Street in Fairfield early Saturday morning. Fairfield firemen got the call around 6:15 Saturday morning and said they were on scene for about 2 hours. The home was considered a total loss. The home was owned by Ginger Harvey and was being rented by Craig Stein. No one was home when the fire started and no one was injured. The fire department did say a dog and a cat perished in the fire. The cause of the fire was not immediately determined and was still being investigated. More news after this break.
We are currently accepting vendors for the Original Company radio stations and Old National Bank's annual Farm Profit Preview that will be on Thursday, January 23rd from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Highland Woods in Vincennes. This is your chance to meet over 200 potential new clients in just one day. You don't want to miss this great opportunity to showcase your business. If you're interested in becoming a vendor, please contact Jessica Hallman at events@originalcompany.com.
Mike Dreith here. Join me weekdays at 7:10 in the morning and 12:10 right before the new news for Talk Isn't Always Cheap, an opinion commentary about my perspective on the news of the day. It could be insight about federal or state policy or local matters. It's also posted on WFIWradio.com. Talk Isn't Always Cheap, weekdays on the station listened to, not just heard, 104.9 WFIW.
It's here. The Big Deal Store is online and waiting for you to shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses. Go to your station's website, WFIWradio.com, and click on Big Deals. Here you'll find dozens of gift certificates for places like Three Chicks Fudgery, ACT Tire and Auto, Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center, and Bullard's Farm Market and Bakery. You can shop 24 hours a day and save tons of money in the process. But you better hurry. You never know how long each deal will last.
The Thanksgiving holiday weekend is generally one of the busiest travel holiday periods of the year, according to state police. As millions of travelers take to Illinois roadways to celebrate Thanksgiving, Illinois State Police District 19 Interim Commander Lieutenant Lance Hinkle wants to remind motorists to drive safely. State police will be utilizing a combination of enforcement and education to reduce serious crashes and criminal activities. ISP troopers will be highly visible on the interstates and heavily traveled state roads and will aggressively enforce the Fatal Four violations, DUI, speeding, not wearing seat belts, and distracted driving. Police say drivers can do their part to ensure they and their passengers experience safe travel by simply keeping their eyes on the road, watching their speed, buckling their seat belt, and refraining from driving after consuming alcoholic beverages. The ISP will be doing their part to keep everyone safe by removing intoxicated drivers from the roadways, and they remind motorists that buzz driving is drunk driving. Troopers will also be on the watch for drivers exceeding speed limits and those who choose to drive distracted. Lieutenant Hinkle said, "Our goal for this Thanksgiving holiday weekend remains the same as for each holiday weekend, to reduce the number of fatal traffic crashes on our roadways. We continue to ask motorists for their assistance with this goal by following the speed limit, buckling up, and not driving distracted or under the influence." The ISP is joining the Illinois Department of Transportation and other law enforcement agencies to remind motorists to click it or ticket. That campaign officially started November 22nd and ends on December 2nd. The goal of the effort is to reduce motor vehicle crashes resulting in injuries and fatalities. Stepped-up patrols and seatbelt enforcement zones will be seen throughout the state through the holiday period. The Illinois General Assembly's fall veto session is in the books, with one of the primary bills passed dealing with the consolidation of over 600 police and fire pensions. Governor J.B. Pritzker has said he'll sign the bill into law, and it's intended to improve the financial stability of the funds while easing pressure on local governments to raise taxes. Despite the bill's supporters, saying it will generate substantial revenue. State Representative Darren Bailey says he has an issue with the idea of consolidation.
See, I've got a problem with the consolidation issue. We can look at all this, you know, consolidation of school districts, consolidation of townships, because it's coming, and this was the lead bill. You know, the key word is consolidation. Mm-hmm. And I got a problem because, you know, I believe that a lot of these consolidating issues should be left up to, local governments.
Bailey also said Governor Pritzker needs to work on a fair mapping system for the state in advance of the 2020 census.
Actually, that is here in the last 2 days. That has been, it was Saturday and in the news yesterday, that has been boiling up again. So, you know, Governor Pritzker has been very adamant and forthright in laying his agenda out. So we have to hold him to task because from day one, one of his agenda items were, you know, fair maps. So we'll see how that plays out.
Bailey also says he shares in State Senator Dale Ryder's disappointment with the lack of sweeping ethics reforms passed in the veto session. He says a host of bills were filed, but many did not come to a vote. Two did, including a bill that called for the creation of a task force to study ethics reforms. Governor Pritzker says the problem won't just be wallpapered over by the committee, and he says more bills weren't passed because such important work couldn't be adequately completed in only 3 days last week. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says thousands of pounds of salad products are being recalled due to a possible E. coli contamination. The department says Mesa Bay LLC from Swedesboro, New Jersey, is recalling over 75,000 pounds of salad products that contain meat or poultry because the lettuce may be contaminated with a strain of E. coli. The products were sold October 14th through 16th. In several states, including Illinois, authorities say the Maryland Department of Public Health tested an unopened salad product with chicken, and the lettuce came back positive for a strain of E. coli. The Centers for Disease Control says E. coli often causes diarrhea and vomiting. The fall can be a great time to incorporate seasonal foods into your diet and get ahead of the winter doldrums. University of Illinois Extension nutrition expert Caitlin Mellendorf says right now squash is a very popular item. Spaghetti squash is a great way to cut out carbohydrates from your diet.
So I'm really excited that we have more popularity around winter squashes because those are really coming into season now. So I would say the most popular of those would be butternut squash, acorn squash, and spaghetti squash. Those are all three types of winter squashes. There, of course, are others, but I think in most grocery stores you'll find that, or if you happen to know a local farmer. So we did a CSA project this summer, and just in the last couple weeks of that CSA share, we did get a couple of winter squashes. So I know that they're coming in, whether it's from your grocery store or even your own home garden. And so the really fun thing about winter squashes, they have a lot of versatility. So spaghetti squash, as the name sounds, when you cook it, the flesh separates into what looks like strands of spaghetti pasta. And so it's a really fun, low-carb, high-fiber way to either substitute for pasta if you're looking to reduce carbohydrates or just trying to get in more vegetables.
According to Mellendorf, there is research that the colors of fall foods are very good for your overall health.
I also really like butternut squash because it roasts up really well. It makes really good pureed soups. It's got this really bright, vibrant orange color. And when we get into a lot of our fall foods, we get a lot of oranges, which I know we're thinking pumpkins. So we get these really bright oranges and yellows, and we get a lot of different vitamins and minerals through that. But then the pigment color, that color that turns our foods purples and reds and orange, and all these different colors, we're seeing more and more research focusing on those compounds that produce those colors. And these pigments are being shown to reduce disease risk. So that might be helping reduce inflammation factors in the body. It might be helping repair body cells to reduce disease risk. So we see actually some more health benefits beyond just our standard nutrition of having fats or proteins or vitamins and other nutrients. So I really like that we're getting into the season of lots of colors.
Mellendorf also says to look out for new varieties of apples cropping up. The Illinois State Board of Education is taking emergency action to end the use of isolation rooms. Kim Howard has that story.
ProPublica Illinois and the Chicago Tribune found that there have been thousands of incidents of kids being held in quiet rooms. Schools are allowed to do this if the child poses a threat to themselves or others, but in some of these cases, students were locked up for spilling milk or refusing to do classwork. Governor J.B. Pritzker says he's appalled.
Under my watch, this is something that should not happen. These were rules that were put in place before I got here, and they're unacceptable, and we're going to make a change.
The Board of Ed is filing emergency rules to stop the practice and to require schools to report problems within 48 hours of a student being put in timeout or having to be physically restrained. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
A reminder, the Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce's holiday open house set for today, running from noon until 5 p.m., featuring 15 chamber members. The Republic Services service running its bulk route this month beginning Monday. Residents need to have their items at curbside early Monday morning, as some drivers will begin their routes at 5 a.m. Also, a reminder to Village of Sisney residents, the Village of Sisney has announced its trash collection service will pick up trash on Thanksgiving Day. First Christian Church in Wayne City holding a blood drive Tuesday from 2 to 6 p.m. If you have questions, you can call 895-2450. And the First Baptist Church in Albion hosting a free Thanksgiving Day meal. Turkey and the fixings served beginning at 10:30 Thanksgiving Day and ending by noon. They also allow meals to be picked up and delivery available to those in Edwards County. A reservation is not required, but appreciated. You can call 445-2610. That's the news. Area deaths are next.
WFIWFM and Ultra Products are bringing back the popular Show Us Your Rack promotion. Now through December 31st, upload pictures of you and your buck to the Show Us Your Rack page at WFIWradio.com. The first 25 photos uploaded will receive a free t-shirt from Ultra Products in Fairfield. On Friday, January 3rd, one lucky hunter will be drawn from all the entries and win a Carbon Express Pile Driver 390 crossbow valued at $400. Go to WFIWradio.com for complete details. Good luck, hunters! So you're looking for a way to make a difference. Well, you can by providing vital supplies to the Wayne County Humane Society. Have dog chow, cat food, and litter delivered to the Pearl Foval Shelter at 518 Southeast 4th Street in Fairfield. You can also sponsor a dog or cat by providing the funds for them to be spayed or neutered with needed shots. It makes them more adoptable. The Wayne County Humane Society in Fairfield. Help us help them.
Big games, breaking news, and behind-the-scenes stories. This is Bill Pollack, your host for the Big Ten Today each weekday here on WFIW. The Big Ten Conference is legendary, and we'll keep you updated. From football to basketball and everything in between, the Big Ten Today gives you exclusive access to news from every Big Ten program. Tune in weekdays for the Big Ten Today right here on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, your news talk connection.
Area deaths are brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 79-year-old rural West Salem resident James Witt died Thursday at Oakview Heights in Mount Carmel. He was a farmer. Surviving are daughter Charlotte Shelby of Albion, sons James Witt Jr. of West Salem, Chris Witt of Owensville, Indiana, and Russell Witt of Marseilles, sisters Margaret Owens of Missouri City, Texas, and Jean Bowen of West Salem, 9 grandchildren and 8 great-grandchildren. Visitation for Jim Witt will be Monday from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Zion United Methodist Church in West Salem. Funeral services will be held Tuesday morning at 10 at the church, with burial to follow in Marion Cemetery. Family and friends are encouraged to dress casually. Memorials may be made to the Marion Christian Church Cemetery Fund, and envelopes will be available at the service. The Ingram Meredith Funeral Home in West Salem is in charge of the arrangements. 89-year-old Ellery resident Donald E. Don Woods died Tuesday at Rest Haven Manor in Albion. Visitation for Donald E. Don Woods will be today from noon to 2 p.m. at the Ingram Meredith Funeral Home in Albion. The service will be held at 2 p.m. at the funeral home. Burial will follow in Little Prairie Cemetery west of Albion. Military rites will be conducted at the graveside. Memorials can be made to the Albion Senior Citizen Center, and envelopes will be available at the service. The Ingram Meredith Funeral Home in Albion is in charge of the arrangements. A reminder, if you missed any of our obituaries, they're updated regularly at our website at WFIWradio.com. I'm Darren Caudill reporting.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Every 2 seconds, someone in the U.S. needs it, but only about 3% of the population donates. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. When you make your appointment to donate blood at redcrossblood.org/missing types, you can help give strength to kids, parents, and grandparents who face life and death challenges. From cancer patients to accident survivors waiting for critical surgeries, your generosity can give someone more life. Don't wait until the letters A, B, and O are missing from hospital shelves. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Here's your sports update for today. Girls high school basketball yesterday at the DuQuoin Tip-Off Classic. Woodlawn beat DuQuoin 39-27. Woodlawn beat Murfreesboro 45-33. Cairo over Christopher 61-52. And Murfreesboro over Cairo 57-54. At Salem, Carterville beat Centralia 38-29. And Tutopolis over Highland 40-36. High school football in the 2A semifinals. Nashville over Decatur St. Teresa 35-21. 3A semifinals, Williamsville over Quincy Notre Dame 28-23. In the 4A semifinals, in overtime, Murfreesboro beat Effingham 20-17. In college football, Iowa beat Illinois 19-10. Michigan over Indiana 39-14. Wisconsin over Purdue 45-24. Minnesota top Northwestern 38-22. Number 1 LSU over Arkansas 56-20. Tennessee beat Missouri 24-20. Kentucky over UT Martin 50-7. In other college football action, North Dakota State beat SIU 21-7 and Austin Peay over Eastern Illinois 35-7. College basketball, Illinois over Hampton 120-71, Purdue over Jacksonville State 81-49. In the NBA, Chicago over Charlotte 116-115, Indiana over Orlando 111-106, National Hockey League, Nashville over St. Louis 4-2, and in a shootout, Dallas beat Chicago 2-1. The NFL schedule today, the Chicago Bears play the Giants, the Broncos are at the Bills, the Buccaneers at the Falcons, Dolphins are at the Browns, Lions at the Redskins, the Panthers at the Saints, the Raiders at the Jets, the Seattle Seahawks at the Eagles, Steelers are at the Bengals, the Jaguars at the Titans, Cowboys play at the Patriots, and the Packers at the San Francisco 49ers. That's your sports update. Fairfield area weather, sunny today, a high near 50, mostly clear tonight, low in the mid-30s, sunny Monday, a high of 58. Showers expected Tuesday, a high of 58, mostly sunny Wednesday, a high near 50. Slight chance of rain and snow early Thanksgiving Day, then rain with a high near 42 and mostly cloudy Friday, another chance of showers, a high near 49. Picked up 17 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday. The present Fairfield temperature, 32.